Welcome to the West Elk Word. I'm Tony Todd, here today with Sally Cerencione, Director of the Adult Degree Completion Program at Western Colorado University. And full disclosure, Sally is my boss since I teach classes with the ADC program. Sally, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to be here, Tony.
It's good to have you back. Let's start with a few basics for the uninitiated out there. What is the ADC program, Adult Degree Completion Program? We'll probably call it ADC more often than not. I just want to make sure people know what that means. And why was it created? Tell us a little, give us the origin story.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Adult Degree Completion Program at Western came about. So you notice that there was a need to bring students back to school. So there were folks, as in any college, that go to school for a little bit. Sometimes life happens and we need to leave school. Could be family, could be kids, it could be cost of living. You know, there's a lot of things that can impact us in our ability to be successful in school. And so people leave. Sometimes they think it'll be first semester. And what do you know, it ends up adding, you know, a lot more time. So our hope is to bring people back to college to finish their degree, whether they have, you know, a few credits under their belt or they're, you know, 9 or 10 credits short of graduating. And so it's our hope to bring them back, help them to get their degree or figure out a way to take the credits that they have to finish a degree so that they can get their bachelor's degree and move on.
So a lot of students out there who may have actually tried to return to college maybe found that the university they were trying to apply for wouldn't accept their credits. But we do.
Correct. Yeah, we do. So you don't have to have been at Western in order to be in the ADC program. We get students from all over the country who come back and they want to figure out a way to finish their degree. And I don't know, you know, if you're like me, Tony, sometimes I had different ideas of what I wanted to do when I was going through college. Maybe you test your foot in one place and another. And, you know, there's people out there who go, you know, 2 to 3 years in one program and then maybe switch over to another program for a couple years. And before you know it, they have a ton of credits, but no degree. And so we have several different degrees, but we have one degree specifically, the general studies degree, that really helps folks who have lots of different credits from different places. So could be from different degree programs that we put into one degree that's a general studies degree. And so that's a good way to put a lot of the credit that people have somewhere that is helpful and helps them to be successful in completing their degree without taking 3 or 4 more years of school. Because some people, you know, after you've gone and bounced back and forth between 3 or 4 different places and taken a break, maybe you know what you want to do. And you come back and gosh, the thought of spending 3 more years in college to get the job that you want is just a little overwhelming. And so we can take those credits and put it towards the general studies degree or many of the other different degrees that we have in our program.
I can so relate to that because that's exactly what happened to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I took I went to a school for 3 years and then quit for a year with the plan of going back. Ended up working for another 4 years. So it was a 5-year gap. And when I finally tried to go back to college, nobody would take my credits because they were 5 years or older. They had like this strict rule, these credits have to be recent, even for English lit classes, or they wouldn't take any of them. Oh. So it seemed very unfair to me, but I started over and
and eventually made it, maybe with another year or two of credits.
I like to say I was on the 12-year plan for my 4-year degree. It took me a while, but I got there. Much more fair. This makes a lot more sense. Yeah. The work that you've put in counts for something, and that's good.
Yeah, the work that you put in counts for something. And then we also find there's a lot of folks who, when they come back, they have a lot more obligations than they did when they were in their undergraduate programs, and so their original degree program. And what that looks like is some folks have full-time jobs. They're running their own business. We have someone up here in Crested Butte that is running their own business that it was, I think, 12 credits shy of their degree. He said, I just want to finish my degree, and I just want to get it all done with. And in less than a year, he's going to have his degree finished. And I think that's a big success story that he owns his own business, has a lot of other stuff going on, and was able to just take a couple of classes to finish his degree. And we find that, you know, within ADC, That is a story that is all over the place. So we have folks that have kids that they're managing. I had to have a student, an advisee, who just gave birth to her third child 2 weeks ago and is still in classes. She is just so dedicated to finish her degree that she wanted to take. I said, it's okay to take, you know, a little time off here. She said, I just want to crush through it. You know, I've had babies before and I can manage it, and I have someone who will help me. So, you know, they have this, a lot of people have the support that they need to succeed, or they find ways to kind of get through some of those struggles. But, you know, we find that most of our folks caretaking for parents, some of them are in that sandwich generation where they're, you know, managing kids, taking care of parents, have full-time jobs, you know, lots of obligations that they're taking on, but they want to finish their degree. And most of our folks don't take a full load. So when you think of a full load in college, that's about 15 credits or 5 courses a semester. Our folks generally tend to take fewer than that. So 2 or 3 courses a semester, some less, some more. But that's another, you know, great thing about the ADC program is it is very flexible to what works for the student. It's not just this, you know, hard line of here's exactly what you have to do to get through. It's let's find out what works for the student, for what they have going on in their life and what they can take on, and we'll go from there.
And you have a number of different majors. You mentioned the general studies major, which is great for somebody who just wants to finish. That's their life goal and they just want to do it and be done, and they can take their sort of their own eclectic mix of credits and apply it to that in the best possible way. It also works really well for people motivated to be elementary school teachers. I have a lot of aspiring elementary school teachers in my courses who say they are a paraprofessional in their school right now in some small community somewhere in the hinterlands of the U.S., usually in Colorado, but sometimes other places. They've been told that if they get their teaching certificate, they can have a class. That's desperately what they want. They know they want to work in education. They've been doing it, so they know what they're in for. And the general ed major just works really well for them because elementary school teachers kind of teach everything. So it works out well. So that's a great choice of a major to have available for these kinds of students. What other majors are popular with ADC, and why did you choose those?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the general education one's very popular, and we do have the teacher licensure that we can add on to it for folks so that some of those credits that you would usually need for teacher licensure count towards the credits for your degree, which is fantastic. And so, as you mentioned, we do that for a lot of paraprofessionals, people in the school district, and K through 12. So we have folks all throughout the spectrum in education who want to come back to be educators, which is fantastic. So we have education, and then we have a business communication major as well. And so that's a really great major for folks who are, you know, maybe like my student up here who runs his own business and just wants to refine it a little bit more, wants to know what he doesn't know, right? It's those things. You don't know what you don't know until someone teaches you. And so if you're running your own business or you want to run your own business, maybe you're managing a team for somebody else, the BizCom degree is a really great degree to help folks just understand a little bit more about business.
Certificate programs as well, right?
Yeah, we have a bunch of certificate programs, and those are for folks who might have a degree or folks who don't have a degree. So if we have folks in the community who want to come back to just learn more about different areas, they can take one of our certificates. So we have the Nonprofit Management Administration Certificate. We have a Spanish Language and Culture Certificate, a Sports Management Certificate, Graphic Design Certificate, and the Early Childhood Education Certificate. Those are some of the certificates that we have.
That's great.
Yeah. And so all those can just do really great, again, to help folks, whether they have a degree or not, just get a better understanding of, you know, some different topics within an area of expertise that maybe they want a little bit more of.
They can help you get a little bit of a leg up depending on what you're doing for a living, right? If you can add a skill, you become more employable in that new area, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, one example of this is we have a student in our program right now who was working for a big corporate giant for, you know, much of their life. And they decided, you know what, like, this just isn't the world for me. I just want something a little different. And so they moved here to the Valley and they started working at a nonprofit, and they decided to come back to our new nonprofit administration certificate saying, I know the big corporate giant world, but I'm not as familiar with maybe the smaller town, how to manage five different jobs at once, and, you know, how to do marketing and fundraising, and how do I show that we're being successful? And so they came back and have been going through our nonprofit management certificate, which has been, I think, very, very helpful for a lot of folks in the community.
And no doubt very fulfilling for that individual as well.
Very fulfilling, for sure. I think they're getting what they wanted out of the job change.
You're just about to embark on really the first big change with the program, right? Something called Western Flex. What is that? Or what do you hope that to be?
Yeah, we sure are. So we're kind of adjusting and adapting a little bit. Western's going to have a new program within the college called Online Professional Studies. And Online Professional Studies is going to oversee the adult degree completion program. It's going to stay how it is. But we're also starting this program called Western Flex, or Western Flexible Learning is, you know, what we're really calling it. And what Western Flex is it's a way to really bridge the gap between ADC, which is for adults who've taken time off, who want to come back to school, and the traditional student who maybe lives here in Gunnison and is taking all their classes in person. We find that there's a gap there, right? So there might be traditional students in Gunnison who want to take an online class or two, and we want to make sure that there's plenty of options for them. You also have folks in Gunnison who maybe have jobs or work during the winter season that can't take Monday through Friday classes during the winter term, during the spring term. And so we want to make sure that there's some courses that they can take so they don't fall behind. Athletes also fit into this camp as well. You have a lot of student athletes, of course, at Western, and they travel a lot. And often they're really looking for, you know, any classes that are a little bit more flexible in when they meet to be able to meet their degree needs. And so it'll help to meet those needs, as well as folks who maybe come to Gunnison, they're at Western for a few years, and then for whatever reason, they need to leave the Valley, right? So it could be they get a job, they got to help take care of a parent, or, you know, cost of living, and they have to leave maybe for a semester, maybe more. We don't want them to fall behind in their degree path. And so we want to be able to keep them to finish their degree through online classes or low residency classes. And so really, when I talk about online classes, it's not just 100% online. It could be you meet online 100% whenever it works for you, which is what we call asynchronous, or a synchronous class where everybody logs on at the same time. Could also be something we call low residency class. And that's, you know, a course where most of your coursework is online, but then you meet in person for like a short period of time, maybe a weekend or a day or a couple days to finish the class requirements. And so that's a little bit of what we're looking for. Totally lost train of thought of that, like went off on another tangent of what the question was. Like, what was the original question here?
No, I think that explains it pretty well, because that sounds extremely flexible.
Right.
When do you imagine the Western Flex setup will be operational?
We're going to really be launching fall of 2027 is going to be our big launch. We're putting the pieces into place this next year. And what that looks like is working with different departments who might want to have more flexible courses and more flexible degrees. So finding those departments that we can structure an entire degree pathway and degree program around online learning or any type of alternative learning, and building those courses and starting to get our marketing materials together, getting it out there. And so I'd say our big launch is going to be next fall of 2027. But that said, we do already have several what we're calling flex courses online on the schedule right now for the fall. So anyone can jump on and take a flex class if they wanted to. So a traditional student, an ADC student, it's a class that combines the class for both student types. And so we already have a handful of flex classes on the schedule for the fall and for next spring and next summer that folks could take. So I would call it a soft launch, soft pilot launch this fall, but we're really hoping to, you know, go big next fall.
You If you are just joining us here today on the West Elk Word, I'm Toni Todd, and my guest is Sally Cerencion, Director for the Adult Degree Completion Program at Western Colorado University. I understand one of the big appeals to Western's ADC program as compared to other online college programs is cost and the fact that you have money to help people relieve the burden a little bit of the cost, because that's a major concern for people who are thinking about returning to school, but they've got many obligations, financial obligations in their lives. Tell us about that. Tell us about some of your scholarships that are available and how that's been funded. It will change a little bit under this new system. So we'll maybe talk a little bit about that next time you come. But for now, talk about how it works now.
Yeah, absolutely. Financial aid and financial need is certainly one of the number one things that stops people from coming back to finish their degree. And so it's been our goal to do everything that we can to keep costs as low as we possibly can. Right now, one three-credit course is $1,200 under ADC. And so I think you'll find that that's a pretty marketable price amongst our competitors. And it's something that keeps costs relatively low. That said, $1,200 isn't nothing. It's a lot for people, especially when you're paying a lot for housing and groceries and traveling outside of the valley. It's considerable when you're looking at completing a degree. And so we have done a really good job of looking to find different scholarships that we can bring into the valley and to people within the valley and outside of the valley to get students to complete their degree. Last year, I believe we gave out more than $200,000 in scholarships, which is a significant amount of money. And so that was pretty huge. Part of that is a matching scholarship that we have with the state, where if someone gives us some funding, we can match it one-on-one to double the match in order to give students more money. So we have that scholarship, a couple scholarships through the state like that. We work with a couple different organizations who've graciously given us funding to help students get through our program. Colorado Women's Education Foundation has been really helpful to, you know, fund different people going through college and trying to get a lot of them focus on education, but, you know, any degree. So they're one. AAUW is another organization that we've worked with. And then the Community Foundation of the Gunnison Valley has also been a huge support for our program. And as you know, I think Western tried to do a really good job of supporting the local economy and supporting the local environment, supporting local folks here. And the Community Foundation of the Gunnison Valley has been really helpful for us to be able to have scholarships that are specific for folks in the valley. Most of our other scholarships that we have are pretty general. They're open to Colorado residents, or, you know, they have some kind of other stipulation on them. With the funding that we have with the Community Foundation of the Gunnison Valley, we have scholarships for folks in the Gunnison Valley. So all that money will stay here and support folks in the Gunnison Valley who either want to finish their degree or want to take a certificate with us. And so we are so excited that this year we have more than $16,000 to be able to give out to folks in the Gunnison Valley to complete their degrees, and specifically one scholarship for the north end of the valley that is very specifically for folks in Crested Butte and Mount Crested Butte. It's a good way to give back to the local folks and get them to finish their degree.
Yeah, and enhance some knowledge and skills along the way. That doesn't hurt.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, we find folks who are either, you know, in a job where maybe they've hit that ceiling, that they've said, oh, the reason you didn't get this next position is because you don't have your degree. You might have the skills, but you don't have the degree. Mm-hmm. As well as folks that just want to cross that finish line. They want to walk across the stage. So we really want to help those folks just to get to that finish line. And all the money, the time that they have spent prior to now on their school, that we can actually help them finish that and make that worthwhile for them.
I think it's really inspiring to see some of these folks who come back to school for that very reason. They just want to finish what they started. It's not about a better job necessarily. It might work out that way, but that's not their main drive. Their main drive is to finish what they started. They really see themselves as a college graduate, and that's what they want to be, and that's what they want to do. And it's all ages. I've had students who are 23 years old, and I've had students who were 70 years old, and that's their goal. In the case of one of them, the 70-year-old, he has a degree already, maybe even a couple of them. He just wants another one. He's just driven to learn, you know, that lifelong learning drive that some people have. And you see that a lot in the ADC program, which makes those classes really rich and interesting.
Yeah, it makes it rich and interesting because you get a lot of life perspectives. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes we get perspectives not just from different age groups. You know, we have that span of age groups, but also different regions. We have a lot of folks in rural areas. We have folks in cities. And to be able to get that perspective of, you know, maybe what a topic looks like in some of these different areas can be really helpful. So it's not just, you know, one unique view within the whole class. It's a lot of different views, a lot of different perspectives and life perspectives. You know, people have had a lot of time on this earth, or they've managed kids, they've managed families, they've gone through all sorts of stuff. And so you get a lot more rich discussions, you get a lot more rich thoughts. You know, people are very, very into it generally in classes when they're, you know, talking about their background and experience and how it relates to the topic at hand.
Yeah, and they're very candid. And I find they're really open and warm with regard to their discussions. I found it really difficult to get 18 and 19 year old regular students to engage in the discussion questions in an online environment. But the ADC students do it readily. They compliment one another on their, oh, I like your perspective on this. Oh, I had a similar situation happen to me. You know, they engage and they go back and forth a little bit, which is what the discussions are for. But it's really hard to get that going in an online environment sometimes. But they really help out with that because they are interested in being engaged with their classmates and interested in getting to know them. So,
yeah, absolutely. I definitely think we find that they really want community. And part of that is engaging with other people. And they also always say that you need to have a reason to learn online, mm-hmm. right? Like a lot of folks, if they're forced to learn online, it doesn't go well, mm-hmm. right? But if you have a reason to learn online, I want to finish my degree. I want to get that next job. I want to get a better paying job. You know, I'm a paraprofessional. I want to double my salary. You know, if you have a reason to go online, people generally do much, much better.
Sally, what else would you like folks to know? You mentioned to me before we started talking something about $1,000 you're trying to spend.
Yeah, we're trying to spend $1,000. We'd like to give some money out to some folks in the Gunnison Valley to complete their degrees. We have classes that start in August, and our application deadline is 2 weeks before that, so mid-August. We would love to be able to give that $1,000 away in the next month to be able to help people go back and finish their degree.
Where can folks learn more?
Oh, thank you. Folks can learn more about the Adult Degree Completion Program or the upcoming Western Flex Program, just western.edu/ADC. We don't have a landing page or anything for the Flex Program yet, but that will all be through the Adult Degree Completion Program, or what will be known as the Online Professional Studies Department. So that'll be under there. So if they want more information, they can go to the website. But of course, anyone is always welcome to get in touch with me. I'm more than happy to have one-on-one conversations with folks on where they're at, what they're interested in doing. We also have the ability to help folks toward a degree that maybe we don't have. So folks are really, really close to completing a degree. Sometimes we have the ability to do independent studies or, you know, find creative solutions to meet the needs of different classes within a different academic area that maybe is not a degree that we currently have. And so just because general studies or business communication or teacher licensure in education isn't interesting to folks doesn't mean that they shouldn't contact us and ask, well, let's just take a look and let's see what we can do. So yeah, we'd be happy to talk with folks about how close they are and what the options are, scholarship opportunities. And of course, folks are more than welcome to email me, scirincione@western.edu. And again, more than happy to talk with folks or have a cup of coffee over discussion about what's going on with their, you know, degree plan and help them to finish.
Oh, very cool. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, Sally Cirincione, director of the adult degree completion program at Western Colorado University. Thanks for joining me today on the West Elk Word.
Thanks, Tony.
That's it for this edition of the West Elk Word. You can listen to this or any edition of the program anytime. Go to kbut.org, click Programs, then West Elk Word. Thanks for listening. See you next time.